short announcement to make. Well, that is that on Saturday, I'm going over to inspect Aberdeen, Maryland proving ground. They're placed on the bulletin board. Anybody feels like he'd like to fire a new bazooka or get fired at that one will be welcome to go. That's all I have. 9 o'clock. By train. When he gets through. Well, I haven't any under consideration right now, Smith.
There's been reports on the mail that you're no longer in favor of the federal state court on the bank loan.
That isn't true.
On the Dalton Brothers and Page Candle.
If you read the message that I sent down, you'll find that that isn't true.
I remember that making 45 in the
session. There was no misunderstanding between the state of New York and the president.
The terms of the governor came back to Hawaii when he was supposed to be in the office. You didn't have to appoint the governor before the Hawaii president?
No, I did not.
You did not? President, the Federal Reserve, you received a letter from the Federal Reserve Board on making those government better terms to the country.
I hadn't seen it.
You're not seeing the letter.
I hadn't seen the letter.
Mr. President, Dr. Frederick made the first time in the time of revolution extended the French Revolution, American Revolution, and so anything you might say to about this,
no comment.
We wrote Federal Reserve Board Chairman McKay that you're understanding that you have his assurance that the market of government securities will be stabilized and maintained at present levels. Is it still your understanding that you have that assurance?
That letter, of course, that is exactly what I meant, and it still says what I mean. Not with everybody. Too bad you didn't need to do that in a major 10 minutes. I wonder if you can get Mr. Murphy to do it. Mr. Murphy looks exactly like Grover Cleveland, and he's a fighter, too. I have no comment. I think there's more in the paper about that than any comment I can make. What about? Where is he going to go?
Well,
I have no comment on that. That's a military matter. And the President of the United States has never interfered with military when it is in the field. He doesn't expect it to begin now. No, I haven't no comment. We've done a lot of stuff just up there.
Financing requirements and to establish in the minds of the people confidence concerning government credit.
I think I expect appreciation and cooperation.
I think you better quote the full letter.
I'll see that you get the full letter so you can't quote it. It was in reply to your letter to Chairman McCabe that he responded, the following day. Has that letter not reached your attention?
I have seen the letter.
Thank you. It's a strategic matter. It's in the hands of the commanding general of the Far East.
But the point I was going to make is that there's been a lot of discussion about military aspects of
problems. Oh, yes, and there'll be a lot more discussion on that subject, too.
Yes.
It's still in effect, ma'am. General, the Far East Command has all the authority necessary to carry on military operations. And that's true.
I've been living a lot in the space and society, telling you about the very quick plan that you have.
But you know, Tony, I told you the other day that I thought that was, trial balloon set up by the press room of the White House. But then they're friends with nearly everybody in the press room, and you attend cocktail parties and say that's where all these rumors start. They have me too, Cody. Oh, I'm both what I see in favor. Well, I'm going up to Aberdeen on Saturday. Well, I can't ask you yesterday. Oh, that's a lovely place. I'd like to go there, but I doubt very much that I'll have the opportunity or not, Bob. No, I have not.
Well, the other time on the recorded request that federal agencies be enabled to discharge a person on the justification for employment, if there's some reasonable doubt on their loyalty.
That's a matter that the Minutes Commission is going to include completely, and I don't care to comment on it now. Well, I'm very sorry that they decided to delay it. The objective in sending the message that I did on the tax program was as quickly as possible to obtain a tax measure that would help stop inflation. And then the deliberation could be carried on when it becomes necessary for further tax, which will amount to about $16.5 billion all together.
You're still sticking with me.
The message speaks for me. I still believe what the message says. Done everything I can at the first time.
I wonder, sir, if you were going to make a specific request to Congress for legislation to change the provision in the Defense Production Act and in the Defense Production Act and in the Defense Production Act on the settlement of the strong crisis of power.
Oh, Mr. Wilson and the head production people to that legislation if necessary, I shall ask for.
But if you have any plans, you will promote.
Not now. I thought we'd say that the defense production organization is working on the situation in a sincere effort to prevent the spiral of crisis in food and other things as well.
Mr. President,
do you think a commercial bank should at this time have a normal loan policy, that is, go on making loans as we would in normal times and prices, despite an effort to prices? Quite an effort to put it on that. No, I'm not answering that. That can't work with that.
The action of the settlement is not reaching the loan to fund.
No, pardon?
Do you plan to appoint a new mediator or to return the real estate negotiations to the White House? The settlement is not reaching the loan.
They're still in conference. They're still in conference. They're still in conference. They're still in conference. And I have no comment on that right now. Well, my testimony is in line with what I believe, and that is in the statement. We've been working on that policy right along, and he set it out very simply and fairly. I don't believe you have, Smitty, or I can't think of anything.
Thank you.
I can't think of anything.
Thank you. Girl like that could get as much out of the piano as she did.